88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. You know what? Today it's not just a live session with an act. It's the beginning of a mission. We have dispatch here. We've got Chad, Brad, and Pete. Welcome to KCSN, guys.
K-C-S-N. Thank you, Sky.
Thanks, Sky.
Thank you for having us.
You know, we talked about it beforehand, and I'm infuriated. I'm mad at myself. because we need to do a better job. I sound like a politician now, don't I? Like in campaign season, we need to do a better job, or a quarterback after the team loses. It's on me. But the fact is, dispatch, for those of you in Los Angeles, this band is massive in so many parts of America. I'm going to roll out some stats because it is crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. Been together off and on what? 14 years, 15 years?
17 or 1800 years.
And you took a break in 2004 and thought you were going to do a farewell concert. And about how many people showed up for that farewell concert in Boston?
An estimated 110 to 166,000 human beings from 25 countries. Woo!
Can you explain why a market like Los Angeles and a couple of the other West Coast markets just haven't connected? Is it a mystery to you at this point?
Well, we didn't have an opportunity to tour here for probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. We had built, you know, the Northeast, Boston and New York, and lots of colleges and prep schools, and I think only had one or two opportunities to come out here to play at all. So we definitely have done the least amount of work. But we'd be so stoked for California. San Francisco is an amazing market for us.
Yeah, you've broke through up there.
Yeah, and LA isn't too far behind, but I mean, I wish we had more time to be out here to just keep connecting the dots, you know, up and down the coast. But hey, we're patient. Pete calls us turtles.
We're on the turtle path, you know, the turtle just kind of cruising along. I don't know, what do you call it? Turtle foot by foot?
Foot by foot.
A turtle
inch
foot.
By inch by inch.
Paw by paw. Right.
But turtles last hundreds of years.
This is true. Slow.
Turtles win.
And steady goes, is it the victim? Slow and steady goes the race? I don't know. I was never
slow
real good.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady wins the race. So that's going to be a mantra that will apply to dispatch. We, KCSN, have to do our job to raise the profile of dispatch better and really get everyone to know what you've been doing and how proficient a band you are. Now, talking about touring, how many dates would you figure you've done collectively as a band? Got any idea? Or is the years all blurred together?
966.
Oh, do you keep a diary?
Yeah.
He does keep a diary.
He's
going to publish it.
966th gig. Looking forward to writing to you again for 967.
But this is a road band, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, when we started out, I think one of the cool things is we never really knew any better in terms of our career trajectory. This is just, we thought every band went through the same thing we did. But now we know, as we've been doing this for a while, how lucky we were to have that kind of big groundswell of fan support and have the gigs double and triple when we returned to the city and returned to these different cities, having only been there once before, and lines around the block and all that stuff. We were just like, whoa, this is what it's like, you know. And I think it's just been a special ride for us in that way, you know, and being able to just be a band solely built on the listener supporters. And I think that's why maybe LA is tricky, because the industry has such a hold on this city. So you just, you know, to come up from under the cracks and to be the turtle, you know, the turtles aren't looked at very long in LA, you know. So I think that's part of the reason.
This turtle surfs, okay?
Circles around the sun.
When he was born, the doc said, "What's this? He's much too small. It's like he's weightless. When he turned 6, they ran some tests. They said it's for science. It's patriotic. Oh, let's send him where no one else has gone. After all, he cannot speak or walk. Let's send him at the moon, do circles round the sun. When he was 12, the time had come then, and with his eyes he said he loved them. And came the suits, and came the government. She stood and cried, she could not keep him. Oh, let's send him where no one else has gone. After all, he cannot speak or walk. Let's send him at the moon, do circles round the sun. By his vital signs, she said, would you like to go home now?
Now you have an album, you know, and it's a great album. Peter Kattis worked with you and did the production. That's a part that you've made it easy for radio, because you have written an album of really accessible songs. You know, there's some things, some of the touring bands, they're not going to do a great job in the studio. It's all on the stage. But in your case, you really did make a well-crafted album. Talk to me about the recording of the album and how all that went and how it felt, because really it was your first album in a long time that you had recorded.
Yeah, it was. We went to a great studio in Rhinebeck, New York, called The Clubhouse. And so right off the bat, we had just, we were out in nature and beautiful. The room was great, and we had beautiful instruments, and I think we had good sketches of songs going into it. And the way we usually, you know, work on tunes is, you know, passing the acoustic guitar around and like, oh, that's a cool idea. And then from there, building it. So it was a process of revision, definitely. But we're really happy with it.
And one of the things that distinguishes Dispatch is you all sing lead. Or at least you all attempt to. Yeah. That was a joke, guys. I'm just
based on our time together, who would you say the lead singer is?
I can't, because you know what? The democracy was so strong.
Yeah. That was pretty slick.
But you know what? It's true, because you guys look, we joked about the democracy amongst the band, but I watched how everyone got their turn at least once on lead in the songs you were doing, and then the others harmonized, and you were switching the instruments around, and you got me confused at points, because it seemed like, oh, they're putting down the bass and the guitar. They must just going to sing. Oh, wait, no, he's going to play bass now. He's going to play guitar. You were messing with my head there.
We usually do Sudoku before we write our set list to see who actually gets to write more of their songs into it.
Oh.
Yeah. And occasionally Hangman.
So there is a little bit.
There is a method.
Yeah. It wasn't as pure spontaneity as I was picking up.
No, none of this is.
Really?
Just when I thought we were creating a magic vibe, it's all ruined now. Why did you do that?
All right, everybody. This song is called Bang Bang.
Bang Bang Bang. What? Oh. Come on, Charlie.
She woke me up with a bang bang, looking over cross-eyed, had a big hunch that the world was a big lie. When I got up, all the blood to my head, got so dizzy, fell back into my bed. I went over to the wayside, looking for the high time. What will I find? Will I find? Will I find? Found all I saw was a man that had a hat that had a pom-pom. He's been there for years. Can someone tell me how long? Wake up to tell me. Wake up to show me what I could not find. Wake up to tell me.
Come on, wake up.
Wake up to show me what I could not. You see, this woman woke me up at a quarter to three, and I didn't know it then, but she put a spell on me. Said I had to go down to where the cliffs meet the sea and meet an old man to present my. So I headed way down to the big pier, to wait and confront my big fear. I wheeled around behind to my blind side, to find an old man with a lime and a kind eye. I said, mister, would you be so long? Won't you be a saint and tell me just where I'm going? He pointed to a conch shell and into the lime, said, this is all I really need to get by. Wake up to tell me. Wake up to show me what I could not find. Wake up to tell me. Wake up to show me what I could not. I said, hey, Mr. Man, I know you don't know who you think I am. Think I am, but I can safely say I should have been sleeping the day away. Shrugged his shoulder, said, get a spine, coconut, hit me on the head. Jones of four fig, I got booked last night. I need another fix, day. But just then I see a twinkle in an old man's eye, and a wave toss bottle is thrown to the sky. I caught it on a rebound, and then with a soft sound, I took out the message and
put the bottle down. Inside was an antidote to the spell. And I read it to the man cause he couldn't read so well. Said don't worry about a thing, you know your path is true. Just ease your mind, have a banana or two. Well, goodness, goodness, woe is me. The man nearly left to learn that he was free. But just before we left and started kicking it, I picked up the bottle and
I start 60.
Kick, kick, shuffle, shuffle back to the beach with the tune on my lips and my questionary. If that woman come to you with a song so sweet, say damn, let the poor sucker sleep.
Do a lot of charitable work. You know, talk to me about the amplifying education, you know, philanthropy that you were involved with, and let's talk about that side of Dispatch too, because that sounds like a great idea unto itself.
Well, I think the story kind of starts for us with really great media. There's a film called Waiting for Superman, phenomenal documentary that opened our eyes, I think, quite a bit wider to what education looks like in our country and the crisis that we're in. All three of us are super fortunate that we had amazing schools that we went to, you know, great teachers, great coaches, great families that were always kind of encouraging us and asking us what our dreams were. And, I mean, we just kind of assumed that that's what almost every child would have access to, and that, you know, every kid should know their dream and have an opportunity to pursue it. And, you know, the reality is just staggering these days to look at what it's like to be a kid, how many families are completely broken or parents are having to work really, really long, you know, hours and can't be around their kids. So then teachers end up like surrogate parents while teachers' salaries are getting cut, while more kids are getting put into their rooms, while they have fewer desks. You know, and then there's very few schools that have art programs, and, you know, just on and on and on. And I think even statistically, like, our country ranks among the worst in the top 30 countries in the world for science and math and places where I think we used to really excel or just kind of assume that we were excelling. So it's a pretty natural place for the three of us to just say, like, all right, there are a lot of issues under the sun that we believe in. You know, we want people to believe in peace, for example. But you can act, that's a huge statement. Well, how do you do that? Well, it actually trickles all the way down and touches the ground if a child has had access to great education and understands what it is to be on a team and to work well with other people. I mean, you can look at our prison systems, you can look at the economy, you can look at healthcare, you can look at anything out there and make a connection back to, you know,
early education.
Yeah.
It'll be better served, you know, the culture is better served by
everything,
having more education and community and sense of. And part of what you're also talking about there is that intersection of education and community too, because it doesn't stop just in the classroom, as you were pointing out,
right,
which again, turning it back to, you're sitting here on a college campus of 38,000 students at a radio station on a college campus. Well, obviously, you know, we're fortunate. You know, we've got the great concert hall next door that you guys saw coming in. They've given us these great studios. So there is a certain sensitivity and awareness of a need for arts education here. There's a real commitment to it. And I think that's part of why we're here and the mission that this university serves. But taking it, you know, person by person is something that I commend you for, because it shows that side of if you're going to engage those fans one by one and they're going to become devoted fans, you bring more than just your music to them. You hopefully bring, you know, some aspirations. And we commend you for that. And another reason why KCSN needs to vow to support Dispatch.
We hold a gun.
Invite them to fly as you cut their wings. Tell them to run as you tie their feet. Where they'll go. Ask them to sing what they can't yet speak. Show them how to sow where they'll never reach. Where them go. Oh, we hold a gun. Here comes the two. Again, another great chief with another strong hand. Fences and walls. How can we sit where we cannot stand? We'll be needing more from the less in your hands. Fences and walls. Their rooms where there are no seats. Expect them to reach them and teach them to dream. Ask them to see as you shut out the light. Expect a world of color where it's all black and white. Is it protection when it never bends? All the growing and reaching suspends. Ask them to come and to dance and to sing. Hallways and rooms where the silence stings. Are we raising them up just to hold out their hands? Enter into a world that they won't understand.
Can't thank you guys for coming out and visiting us enough. Now, all of you who've been hearing me talking, hopefully you hear sincerity in my voice. This is a great band, a band that's earning fans. You have your opportunity to see them at the House of Blues and to become one of them. We want to thank you guys for stopping by and spending time. And this won't be the last time you'll be here at 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.